It's Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. California plans to lift most coronavirus restrictions on businesses and workplaces June 15th. State officials said yesterday that enough people should be vaccinated by then to allow for life to almost get back to a pre-pandemic normal. However, health officials say the state won't reopen more widely unless there's sufficient vaccine supply and hospitalization rates stay low. California's mask mandate will remain in effect. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is using a mobile COVID-19 vaccination clinic to reach rural and tribal communities in Nevada. The clinics will offer the one-shot Janssen vaccine for people 18 and older on a first-come, first-served basis. More information is available at nvcovidfighter.org. New research published in the journal Nature Climate Change finds that snow is melting earlier, often in the winter. That's a bad sign for our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Researchers took an unprecedented look at more than 1,000 snow measurement stations from New Mexico up through Canada and Alaska. They found that over the last 40 years, about a third of those stations recorded increasing winter melt. Study lead Keith Musselman is with the University of Colorado Boulder. He says it's a sign that snowpacks are being affected by climate change, even if their average depth has been relatively stable the last few decades.
In some cases, it's validation of our future projections that snow quality, snow quantity will be expected to continue to decline.
Mountain snowpacks fend off summer drought in the West. Losing those could mean more wildfires and challenges for farmers. But winter snowmelt is bad for other reasons, too. It means crustier snow for skiers and snowboarders and more saturated ground during the winter. That increases flash flood risks and keeps microbes awake all winter, producing carbon emissions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Rainstorms grew more erratic and droughts much longer across most of the U.S. West over the past half century as climate change warmed the planet. That's the conclusion of a sweeping government study released Tuesday that finds the situation for the region is worsening. The consequences of intense dry periods pummeling areas of the West in recent years have been severe, including more intense and dangerous wildfires. According to the latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor, the entire state of Nevada is in some level of drought status. Las Vegas water officials want state lawmakers to require the removal of thirsty grass landscaping that isn't used for recreation. A Southern Nevada Water Authority lobbyist told lawmakers Monday that the legislature should ban ornamental grass by the end of 2026 and create an advisory committee to guide the effort. The agency estimates that the grass uses roughly 55 billion gallons of water a year, which is about 15% of the region's total non-recycled consumption. A California prosecutor has filed 33 criminal counts against a troubled utility blamed for a 2019 fire. The Sonoma County District Attorney on Tuesday charged Pacific Gas and Electric in the October 2019 Kincaid Fire north of San Francisco. The blaze burned more than 120 square miles and destroyed 374 buildings. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland is visiting our region this week. The Mountain West News Bureau Savannah Maher reports her trip is focused on tribal issues.
Haaland spent Tuesday in Albuquerque, meeting with the governors of 9 Pueblo communities in New Mexico. She touted the unprecedented amount of funding, $20 billion, set aside for tribes in the coronavirus relief package, and said the Biden administration is committed to restoring a nation-to-nation relationship with tribes.
That means every bureau and every office must think about our country's trust obligations to Indian tribes.
The governors brought a range of issues to the table, from water rights to challenges tribal police face in dealing with crime by non-Native people on tribal land. Governor Craig Quanchello of Picarice Pueblo asked Haaland to address the severe underfunding of the Federal Indian Health Service.
It's time that we hold IHS responsible to provide us with equal health care as everybody else. I ask for your support in that.
On Thursday, Haaland will travel to southeast Utah. She'll meet with tribal leaders and other local stakeholders about the future of national monuments at Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Maher.
A nonprofit trail preservation group is proposing a multi-county trail system to connect more than a dozen small communities in the Northern Sierra. Sierra Buttes Trail Stewardship says the 300-mile-long system would allow outdoor enthusiasts to connect with communities affected by the slowdown of logging and mining. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, April 7th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Have a wonderful day.